Old Fashioned Football and the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em chance for a chance to win 100 times in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Sign up today using promo code OFFSGPN to get 100% deposit match. Plus, the NFL draft is coming up, and we're giving away some autographed NFL merch. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest.
Hey, what's up? This is Sam Acho, and you're listening to Old Fashioned Football.
Old Fashioned Football.
Make this deal right now, you pancake eating mother.
All right, deal.
Old-fashioned football.
Welcome, welcome to old-fashioned football. And if you're wondering who you're listening to, this is J Mark. You can find me on the X at J Mark Football. You can find us on the X at Old Fashioned FB. And if you're wondering who us is, before we keep going, I got to introduce my co-host on the pod and in life. You can find her on the X at The Mer Mark Mer. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. I was going to say ask me tomorrow, but I have been looking forward to this.
Fair enough.
All day. Highlight of my day. It's been a rough one.
Yeah. And we got a lot of guests to bring on. So I think we just bring them right on.
Yeah,
we don't
we're
waste
doing
any time.
Second fantasy roundtable today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just gonna pop them all on here, and then we'll go through introductions. So welcome, gentlemen. Hope everybody's doing all right. And let's just start. I don't know what order it is for you guys, but for me, I'm gonna start with Cody, David, Sebastian, Johnny, because that's how it popped up when I clicked everybody. Let's just go around, introduce yourselves, kind of say what you do, and give us your favorite team. Go ahead, Cody.
Yes, I'm Cody Zeeb, co-host of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast, F1 Gambling Podcast here on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Big fantasy football degen. Miranda always likes to make fun of how many teams I'm in. But I love playing fantasy football. Big on Dynasty, big on all types of fantasy football. So, yeah, I'm a Patriots fan, which is a little rough lately. But we have 6 rings to fall back on, so I'm good with that.
Especially rough when you listen to old fashioned football
and
a couple episodes ago.
Ragging.
Oh, yeah. Geez, that one episode was rough.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll jump to David, who, congratulations, first of all, on being a new father.
Thank you.
Three weeks now?
Yep. 3 weeks old yesterday, actually.
Awesome. Aww. We met you guys at the Fantasy Football Expo. I remember our whiskey friends.
Yes. Oh, you were her favorite for sure. Out of all the people we met up there. Yeah, I definitely remember you guys. I even remember my hot take.
Yeah.
Not feeling that great about it after last year, but we'll see.
Yeah. Tell everybody kind of what you do in the fantasy world, your favorite team, all that kind of good. Well, I think we can see your favorite team behind you.
Yeah, we got a little bit of Bengals stuff for the fiance, but I'm a Steelers fan since I was 7 years old. I do all sorts of stuff. I do football card breaks and memorabilia breaks on Facebook under Genesis Card Breaks. I do fantasy content for Toilets to Titles, the Toilets to Titles Network. You can find them on YouTube, X, anywhere you look. Just look up Toilets the Titles and you'll find them. So I do podcasts for them. And then, of course, I win rings.
Nice. All right, let's jump to Sebastian, the doctor, the D-Gen doc.
Yeah, how we doing, everybody? Yeah, I'm Sebastian Furon, a.k.a. the D-Gen doc. So doctor of physical therapy by trade. I'm a captain in the United States Army. Go Army. I know Cody might have some suggestions. different feelings about that. But I take the injury side of things. Really love football. That's where it all started. And I kind of, you know, got my start sports gaming podcast, repping them, do some things for IDP Plus. But yeah, really it's football all the way for me. Whether it's, you know, NFL, semi-pro, UFL, whatever, I'm there. So yeah, and I'm a Giants fan. So born and raised in Jersey. So Giants fan. And we got a few rings to fall back on. Not quite as many as 6, but you know.
But you can talk about how you beat Brady. So
and there twice. Yep, twice. Eli Manning, Hall of Famer.
There you go. All right, Johnny, I know you're also a Steelers fan. Why don't you introduce yourself? Let everybody know what you do.
Yeah, for sure. I'm a Steelers fan. I'm not as decorated as you can see my walls. I'm a little bit more more diverse than David. He's a real true Steelers fan over there. I respect the hell out of that, man. But that's who I am. You know, I have all these different jerseys. I support my fantasy football team first and foremost. I'm a fair weather fan. This year, I'm really excited for what the Steelers are doing. Like I said, I love the Steelers, but I'm rooting for my fantasy teams first and foremost. I just started with IDP. Guys, we're IDP Plus. I just started in November. One of the higher ups caught me on Twitter. I was trying to just do my own thing and latch on to somewhere. And finally, they found me, so I'm happy. I was doing tweets, waiver wire pickups, trade advice, all that, just by myself on a solo. And so I got picked up by IDP Plus a few months ago and had my first year, my rookie year with that. Really enjoyed it. I've been doing a lot of podcasting this offseason. Doing a show IDP Plus Trends as well as IDP Plus Rankings with Nate Cheat, the founder of the IDP Plus team. So I'm really fortunate. It's a really great organization that I'm working for. I do specialize mostly. My claim to fame is IDP. So for me, that's my big ticket. I do play on a lot of Yahoo leagues and also Sleeper app too. No ESPN. That's just kind of nothing against it, but I do like the other platforms a little bit better. But yeah, I'm a little bit well-rounded in the community, offense and defense, and I'm new to the game. So thank you for bringing me on and looking forward to running this podcast with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't get Cody started on ESPN. He is an avid ESPN hater. Yes. He has told us this many times. So
we can't help it. That league has been – well, I guess we could help it.
We
it's
could.
Never too late to change, Brandon.
Well, I'm glad I'm in the norm. I'm not a standout. You know, I'm going right. with the flow here.
We changed our my home league, my family league from NFL.com after about 10 years over to Sleeper last year. So
Sleeper's
it takes a little bit of work, but
– yeah. We're thinking about voting on it. Also, shout out to the chat. Nick Fortune says, don't listen to anything that Cody says, just like his NASCAR picks. He's always wrong. Having seen Cody's NASCAR picks, I know that that is not true. So, but yeah.
Running joke over there because gave out an incorrect stat that still led to a winning pick, and the guy was upset because the stat I gave out was wrong. So I don't know how to help that guy. But
right. Johnny, you were talking about the IDP. That's we talked with Gary on our show and just diving into the IDP stuff. It's just, man, that gets deep when you're talking about adding in the defensive players and everything. I've been in a couple leagues that they've had like two or three, but in the ones that like he's talked about where it's just defense, you know, it's crazy. That's a deep world. So I guess a salute to you for that, because that's a lot to dive into. Mm-hmm.
Well, to tell you one more thing about the IDP is I've never met a person, all my friends in college when I was doing startups in Yahoo leagues, I said, let's try defense. It's an additional perspective to root for the game. You watch both sides of the ball. You know, there's more weight on it. And for me, I've never met a person. I've never played in a league with a person that played IDP for the first time who didn't like it. So if you're listening right now and you're not in an IDP league, you don't have to go jump in one right now because I said so, but don't hesitate because it's an added perspective on the game, you know. So anytime you can get an advantage on somebody, that's how I play. You know, I know the defense better than the people that play 9 to 5. That's usually guys who I play with. Maybe if I play in a league of analysts, it's a different story, but I like taking money from people 9 to 5. And if you follow me or IDP Plus team, we do a lot of great work, and you can, you know, do that yourself too.
For sure. We're going to get to some questions. Then we're going to do just a NFL round one mock draft. Cause I mean, everybody loves seeing the mock drafts. It's hot content right now that everybody's like, what can you come up with? So we thought it'd be fun to get everybody together, get some different takes. Just ask some questions about this rookie class. Before we do, got to let you know that the puck drops on the Stanley Cup playoffs this weekend, and the Hockey Gambling Podcast guys have you covered. They're breaking down every series leading up to Saturday's opening games, and we'll keep the picks and laughs coming all postseason long. Subscribe to the Hockey Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And again, we are doing our merch giveaway. We got JSN, Travis Etienne, J.K. Dobbins, Frank Gore, you can see back here, Darren Waller, who played, what, Sebastian, 6 games on the Giants before he got injured and may retire now?
I was going to say, yeah, I don't even know if he's a current active member of the NFL. So let's pump the brakes on Waller. Let's
focusing on his rapping career. But yeah, just go over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/OFF contest. All right. We'll start with some questions here real quick. We'll go around the room. First one, just kind of, you know, fantasy football, some players, you know, they're draftable no matter where they go. Others, it really kind of depends where they land. So with that being said, what rookie are you most interested to see their landing spot? Cody, we'll go ahead and start with you.
Yeah, I was, you know, you had this question in here and I was torn on it. I mean, like you said, landing spot doesn't always matter. I think that for me, like one of the bigger questions up towards the top is the neighbors and Odunze. Like, where do they go? Because, you know, if one of them lands, you know, let's assume the Cardinals take Marvin Harrison, and then one of them goes to the Chargers with Justin Herbert, one of them goes to the Giants with Daniel Jones. Sorry, Doc, but it's going to make a huge difference, right? And kind of how you view that next level. So, you know, I was kind of looking up and down the board, and for a lot of players, it really does kind of depend on landing spot, and it can change a lot of things. But that's one of the bigger questions I have is with those guys, kind of who gets a more established quarterback that I think you'll be able to rely on a little more.
Sure.
So you're saying the Giants landing spot's better than the Chargers, just to clarify, right?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
How about you?
I don't. Oh, God. They call me Dennis over there. It started as an accident. It became a thing. My actual name is David, but my last name is Janice. Dennis, it became.
I got you.
Yeah, I actually think the Chargers might trade down and go with an offensive lineman just because of who their coach is. I am a Michigan fan, so I'm well attuned to Harbaugh. And that's who my landing spot guys are. It's both JJ and Roman Wilson. I don't think either one of them are – I mean, they're both super athletic, and I don't think either one of them got to show what they had in Michigan. So depending on where they land could – I mean, JJ to the Vikings, that's a great team to start out on with Justin Jefferson and the crew. So,
for sure. Mm-hmm. How about you, Sebastian?
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of what Johnny was saying just about the defense side. Got in a little IDP stuff last year, and, you know, definitely not – you know, only IDP and stuff like that. But I will say, for those who like football, like betting defensive props is a really fun aspect of the game, like getting, you know, the sack markets. And it's something that's newer, right? So the books, you can kind of find a decent amount of value. But so I got one defensive guy, one offensive guy. So my defensive guy is UCLA edge rusher Laiatu Latu. Now, if I mispronounced that, I apologize. Did my best. But really a lot for me is, I don't know if you guys know, but his story just to get where he's at. So the dude was, you know, he started his career at Washington as a freshman. He played sparingly. As a sophomore, he injured his neck. He was medically retired from football. They basically told him, you will never play football again, right? It took him 2+ years that he just didn't give up on his dream. He kept going. He got to the point where he was ready to come back. Washington wouldn't take him. The doc said, no, we're not clearing you. He went to UCLA, took him, and now look where he is. He's going to be, you know, a top 15 pick. So just partially from his story and just the, you know, the determination, perseverance to get back, never give up on his dream when he was told, like, you're never playing football again at, you know, 19, 20 years old. I think that's really interesting. I think if they match him up in Las Vegas with Max Crosby, I think that could be a very fun duo there on the edge. And then the other guy for me is Brock Bowers. I just don't think you find talent like that. Like, you know, as much as I hate to say it as a Gators fan, like, this dude is just a unicorn. Like, he's incredible. So I really am excited to see where he goes because I think he instantly elevates whatever offense he's
playing. leave it to the doc to pick somebody who was injured, battling his way back. Love it. How about you, Johnny?
So I'll kind of do going off Sebastian. I like the 1-1. You know, I talked about IDP, so I got to back that up here. For IDP, I'm going to go with a little bit of underdog. Somebody who I like. I think it's, you know, as much as we look at this draft class, we look at the quarterbacks, the wide receivers that really stand out, it kind of leaves IDP in a tough tough situation because we definitely want to look at landing spot. That has a lot to do with how much the player is going to play their rookie year. But I definitely expect some rookie linebackers to have value this year. And I'm looking at a guy, Cedric Gray from UNC, somebody who's has good instinct, good run tackler, led the team twice, junior and senior year in tackles. I'm excited to see where he goes. He was also somebody who kind of like raised their stock in the draft combine process. So I'm excited to see where he goes, as well as many other linebackers. Peyton Wilson's another guy. Hopefully they go somewhere where they can start right away. But the thing is, you know, look at last year. We had Jack Campbell in the first round, Drew Sanders in the second. I think that kind of pumps the brakes on teams. Like, we don't want to invest in that all of a sudden if we're not going to play them, you know, so many snaps right away. So I'm not talking about these guys as a first rounder, but later in the draft, second, third round, I think there's teams out there that they have a need for linebacker. And I think these are good prospects, you know, where they can hit it not only in the NFL level, but for IDP teams as well. And then on the offensive side, I'm going to go with Keon Coleman, another kind of like sleeper here. I think Keon Coleman, you know, we look at the top three wide receivers. We say how, you know, we have Worthy. We have so much, you know, good prospects here as far as wide receiver. Keon Coleman is kind of like not really included in much conversation. He's not somebody who's, undrafted. He's going to be drafted. But I think I'm excited to see where he goes, because to me, he's not somebody who's like a 4.44 or 4.3 burner. But one thing about Keon Coleman, I think that you look at a guy like Mike Evans, you know, Mike Evans isn't the fastest, but he's physical, you know, and he's been doing it for over 10 years now. I think a Keon Coleman can be like a poor man's Mike Evans, at least to start their career. Doesn't have the best speed, doesn't have the best, track record, but has the size. And I think, especially in the red zone, this is somebody who's going to be a factor. I think if he lands to the right team, Keon Coleman, as much as we talk about these top three wide receivers, I think Keon Coleman could make some noise himself.
Yeah. And if you caught us last week, we had Kobe Dant on, and Keon Coleman was a guy that he pointed out. Now, if you guys are unfamiliar with Kobe Dant, huge college football guy, covers all, even the FCS, covers every single team. And
he retains information like nobody I've ever seen.
And he said that there were times that he watched Keon Coleman last year that he looked like one of the best receivers in the nation. And so, yeah, he absolutely agreed with your take there that not a lot of people talking about him like maybe they should be. So that's an interesting point. Miranda, for the next question, maybe we back it up so not everybody steals Johnny's answer. We'll keep going in order.
Go backwards. All right. So in a dynasty football league, are you drafting Marvin Harrison? Oh, I said I did it again. Marvin Harrison Jr. He's just going to be Marvinson from now on. Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers? So, Johnny?
Yeah, as of right now, so neither of these players have been drafted. I think I'll go Harrison Jr. Not only just because he's the Marvin Harrison's son, but I expect him to be just a standout in this league. He's fast. He has great size, great hands, great catch radius. Nothing against Nabers. You know, this is comparing apples to oranges. Either one could strike gold. To Malik Nabers. And to Malik Nabers' point, like, he has that LSU dog in him. If he goes to a team like Cincy, you know, reunites with his LSU boys, I think, boom, I'd take him in a heartbeat. Don't think he's going to fall that far. But, you know, I think that just the track record, what we think of the prowess, you know, what he did in college. Right now, I think it's going to be Harrison Jr. If he hopefully goes to the Cardinals, that's a fruitful landing spot. Now, Washington, you know, doesn't get the quarterback for whatever reason, they trade, you know, crazy things can happen. But if I'm under the assumption that Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be the first wide receiver taken at three, I think that he's going to go to the Cardinals. And by that, I'm going to invest in him because I don't know. I did a mock draft with one of my co-hosts, Average Joe's Fantasy Football. And we did literally back and forth picks, and we had Malik Nabers down at 17 to the Jaguars. So things could slip. This could be a crazy draft. I don't expect him to slip that much, but landing spot's the key point. I know we don't know that yet, but just on the basis of, you know, we have two great players, two great prospects, and I expect Marvin Harrison Jr. to go to Arizona. I'm going to stay with him.
Yeah.
All right, Sebastian.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go Marvin Harrison Jr. or Marvison, whatever we want to call him there.
Marvin.
Now, for me, yeah, you know, landing spot does matter, but I don't think it matters enough. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. is by far the best player in this draft, pure talent wise. I get Caleb Williams, but I just think he's the pure best football player of this draft. Not taking anything away from Malik Nabers, who will likely be a New York football giant. His game's going to translate the best, you know, no matter who the quarterback is. He went from Stroud to Kyle Honda Civic McCord. Like he can, he still put up the exact same number, still had 14 touchdowns. Like he's just consistency, obviously his dad, the legacy, but I think his game translates well. As much as I hate to say it as a Gators fan, the SEC does not mean defense anymore. I think that whole LSU trio of Daniels, Neighbors, and Brian Thomas really kind of benefited from facing some soft defenses where they were scoring like 60 points a game. Also because their defense sucked. So give me Marvin Harrison Jr.
All right, David?
Or Dennis.
Yeah, you guys took both of my key points there of landing spot and Harrison being kind of quarterback proof, it feels like. However, I think that if, you know, it's going to be Harrison for me unless Neighbors goes to the Chargers if they don't trade back, because that kind of signifies that Harbaugh is accepting that this is a passing league. You can't get by running like college, and Neighbors with Herbert, just that's a fantastic pairing. So
yeah,
if he goes to the Chargers, I'm going Neighbors. If otherwise, I'm going Harrison.
All right, Cody.
Yeah, I mean, consensus. I think Harrison is the guy. Again, landing spot could change things big. You know, if the Patriots go crazy and take Harrison and don't get a quarterback later, and, you know, Neighbors ends up with the Chargers or something like that, maybe you could flip. But I think you're pretty close between these top three wide receivers. I think they're all pretty good. So, if you know, if you got that top pick and somebody in your league is desperate to get him and you can move back a spot or two, get one of these other guys and something else, it's a good move. But if you have the pick, I think you got to take Harrison.
Yeah, I thought that might be the consensus, mm-hmm. but I'm starting to see on social media and Reddit. Of course, it's hard to go to Reddit and take most of that serious, but starting to see some people saying that, well, I'd rather have Neighbors and stuff. And I get that the talent's there, but to Cody's point, if Harrison goes to the Patriots, I mean, he's probably a dud. So just kidding.
Yeah, Cody. We don't know how to draft wide receivers, so probably.
Absolutely. We're going to get to our mock draft in just a second here, but Miranda, why don't you let people know, if I could speak, where they could play some fantasy.
Over on Underdog Fantasy, the NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries of all basketball or mix and match across your other favorite sports, and you can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog is available in over 30 states, including California, Texas, and even Canada.
And new customers can get a pick'em special in the lobby when they sign up. Underdog will also be running a ton of different promos, bonus cash, airdrops, specials, giveaways, and more throughout the NBA playoffs. So make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter to keep an eye out. Plus, there's another Pick'em special for the Friday play-in games on 419 with the player to be determined. But if you're unfamiliar with their Pick'em specials, they're usually guaranteed to hit. And it should go live in the lobby for eligible new customers that sign up by the morning of 4/18. Don't forget to use our promo code OFFSGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code OFFSGPN.
Do you happen to know if they're live in PA for that yet? I know that I could do some things on there, but I couldn't do those before. And that was, I was super excited to try them.
I'm not sure right now, but we can definitely look.
I want to say no, but
no,
I could be wrong.
Not PA, Ohio. Man, I grew up in PA.
Ohio, I don't know.
I'll have to check. They didn't have it during the football season. I know that.
I know how you feel, because Iowa currently doesn't have it either. They hate fun as well, so there is that. So we're going to do, like we said kind of at the beginning of the show, a one-round NFL mock draft. We're just going to kind of go in order of the room here, but we'll deviate a little bit because I know some of you have some favorite teams. Now, we do have two Steelers fans, so Johnny and David, you guys can kind of maybe have a consensus pick when we get there, but it's a no pressure. We're not grading your pick. You
speak for yourself.
I was going to say, Miranda might. I don't know.
I won't judge.
But yeah, you can pick who you think the team will pick. You can pick who they think they should pick. I mean, it's just for fun. It's I just like doing these mock drafts. I've probably done, I don't even want to admit how many I have done at this time, because, you know, for a while I was doing a bunch of them, waiting to see what was going to happen with Fields and the Bears and all that stuff. And then they traded Fields and broke my heart. And then I had to redo all my mocks. You know how it goes. But since we're Bears fans, we're going to kick it off. I'll let you kick it off. I think we're sharing now. You
all right. Kick it off? Yeah, I'll kick it off.
Boy, tough pick here.
I know. We all know what the Bears are going to go with. Jaden Dan. Just kidding. Just kidding. Caleb Williams.
I thought we were going to pull a draft Mitch Trubisky over because Patrick Jaden Mahomes. Daniels take Drake May.
Basically.
Drake May is the Mitch Trubisky.
He is. The NC, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, it still wouldn't surprise me if we don't even take him and we go Jaden Daniels.
All right. Well.
Nope. Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams. Yeah. And if we want to add anything fantasy-wise when you're making your pick, you can. You don't have to. For me, Caleb Williams is set up to have success in your super flex leagues. He's probably the 101.
We were watching highlights of his in his arm and the way he just slings that ball.
He does have an arm.
I'm trying not to fangirl over him because I just feel like the Bears are going to mess it up. Even if we take him like as everybody is predicting and we should take him.
We do ruin quarterbacks.
We ruin quarterbacks.
Nick says that it is Karen Williams. Sorry, Nick, it's Karen Williams. He does have a bit of an ego, seems to get angry, but So I know Cody's going to do New England since he's a Patriots fan. So let's skip to David real quick for Washington.
Give me Drake May. He's my favorite quarterback out of the three. Caleb Williams is the better athlete, but he is, I don't like the attitude either. And I'm worried for any quarterback that the Bears take. I think if you guys officially ruin Caleb Williams, you guys should just stop drafting high-end quarterbacks, focus on the rest of your team and let them carry your bad quarterback forward.
That's fair. I mean, that's very fair. So Cody, I think I heard you go, oh man.
I was excited because I don't know. I think the Patriots are actually in a really good spot here. Like they kind of have a lot of good options. I think the only way they fuck this up is if they take JJ McCarthy. I know you're a Michigan fan, but I'm just not sold on the guy. He didn't do anything in college. So I don't know why he suddenly will look good in the NFL. But I like Daniels the most out of all of them. I think they can go Daniels here, which is how I'm going to go. I think you could go neighbors here and address quarterback later. I think they maybe should trade down, get more assets. But I think that the Patriots are sitting good because of these top three quarterbacks, right? Obviously, we know Williams is going first, kind of splitting hairs between May and Daniels. So you kind of are in the situation of, well, at least you didn't pick the guy second that was the fucked up guy, right? You just took the leftover. So if you messed it up, it's not completely your fault, I guess. But I love having Daniels fall to three here for me. So, we'll take him for the Patriots. And I think he might be the best fantasy quarterback out of this group, too, because he's got that ability to run, throw. Fantasy-wise, I think he's going to be really solid.
I was just going to say he's got really good rushing ability.
Yeah, for sure. Let's see. We're on Cardinals. Johnny, you want to take Cardinals?
Hey, yeah, it's going to be a quick one. Let's go Marvin Harrison Jr. I think this is going to be a fruitful landing spot for him. I back it up. No hesitancy as far as the rookie there. We've seen rookies do great things. And if Marvin Harrison goes to Arizona, it's a great landing spot. Maybe he revitalizes Kyler Murray a little bit even. So I like it here, and I don't think they pass if he's available at four.
I like it. Sebastian, we're going to skip you for one pick because your Giants are coming up, and we'll kick it back to David. Who should the Chargers take?
Oh, goodness. Okay. They should trade back and take Latham later. But at this spot, I will go Joe Alt.
I like it. Everybody was convinced they were taking neighbors. But then Harbaugh, he says, he builds on the trenches, and he really does. So wouldn't surprise me at all.
I think Latham's a better fit, and you can definitely get some assets trading down, which is why it's such a popular thing right now to hear them trading with Minnesota, still getting Latham later on and more assets.
Yeah, for sure. All right, the Giants are up. Sebastian, are they replacing Daniel Jones in your mock draft? Are you getting him a weapon?
With who? You're replacing Daniel Jones with Daniel McCarthy? Like, come on, what are we talking about? They're the same quarterback.
Spencer
Rattler.
We just
did this at pick number six, like, a couple years ago. Please, for my mental sake, do not do this. No, I'm gonna tell what I think they'll do is they'll take Neighbors. What I would prefer they do is take Odunze. But I think they do take Malik Neighbors. I don't really know if you can go super wrong here between the two of them. They need a lot of help, but between you have these two, like, potentially, you know, generational guys, give me Neighbors. We need somebody on the edge, because who knows if Waller's coming back. And yeah, we don't have a lot of weapons right now. So we need somebody for Daniel Jones and maybe Drew Lock. You never know.
There you go. All right, Cody, we'll flip to you for Tennessee. Who do you think the Titans will take, or who should they take either way?
Yeah, I think that wide receiver here definitely could be in consideration for the Titans. But yeah, I think Brian Callahan comes in as their head coach. He brings with him someone I unfortunately know well as a Husker fan, Bill Callahan. While he was not a good college football coach, one of the best offensive line coaches in the history of the NFL. Will Levis ran for his life in college, has been running for his life in the NFL. He needs to be protected. So, yeah, I think this is a good spot for Latham, J.C. Latham out of Alabama at offensive tackle. You know, in the mock that I wrote up on sportsgamblingpodcast.com, two-round mock I have out over there, I got Joe Alt going here, but obviously he went to the Chargers already. So we'll go with Latham as the next best option.
I like it. Shout out to Drinks and Chill. Two guys that like sitting around drinking whiskey, just like mm-hmm. us. all right. I am all messed up on order, so we're just going to – let's go with Johnny for the Falcons. Who do you like the Falcons to take?
Well, I like this one. You know what? The Falcons need some help, but they really need some help on that defensive line, and I think that there's two good options here, great options, but I do think they're going to take what's we call the best on the board with Dallas Turner. I think Dallas Turner – you know, as far as IDP, I'm not really chasing him. But mm-hmm. as far as real life for the Falcons, I think this is a real need and they go and fill it here. This is a great prospect and definitely going to be an anchor for their team. And a reason why I don't really back him as a rookie in IDP, it takes these guys, a defensive lineman, a little bit of time to hit. You're also going to a team that doesn't really have much to compete, you know, on that line. If he would go to Chicago, I think he might do better because there's other guys on that line that need attention. But right now, as it is in Atlanta, he's going to get the attention. So probably a lot of double teams. I don't think teams will try to get burnt by him. They're going to try to test him out and double him up. And I don't think that's great for IDP, but it's a great landing spot for his career. So I think Atlanta Falcons are going to take Dallas Turner here from Alabama.
I like it. Bears are on the clock next. Mm-hmm. I know everybody, it seems like, is mocking Rome Odunze to them. I mean, don't get me wrong. Rome Odunze is a great player. I think DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Odunze, mm-hmm. excellent wide receiver core. I've seen some people say, well, it's between Odunze and Brock Bowers if they go for a pass catcher. He would also be a great addition. I think that we should focus on protecting the quarterback. Do you disagree?
I don't disagree. I would just be really excited if we got somebody like
got another highlight making yes. playmaker. And I could see him go edge rusher here too. Somebody mm-hmm. to go on the other side of Montez Sweat, but I'm going to take the Penn State guy. I know I will butcher his name, but Olumayiwa Fashanu. I like what I saw at his tape. I think he can kind of be a bookend tackle for the Bears. And, yeah, I just like what he's going to bring. And I think we need to make sure the quarterback stays upright. I think that's important. So let's go on to the Jets, who we don't like as Bears fans. We don't like their quarterback. Mm-mm. But I forget where I was. And let's go with –
oh, my goodness. And I wasn't keeping track for you.
That's your job. Let's go with Sebastian on this one.
Sweet. I was prepared. All right. yeah, no. So we see the needs there. You know, what they definitely should do is go offensive line because, you know, everyone they got in free agency is great, except they've all been hurt their entire career. So they'll probably be hurt again by week six. But the New York Jets don't run that team. Aaron Rodgers runs that team. So we're going to go with Brock Bowers. Brock Bowers to the New York Jets. I think, you know, on paper, they have a really, really good team. I just think they're all going to be hurt by week eight. We're going to see a very different roster, but Brock Bowers to the Jets.
I like it. I mean, I don't like it. I don't want Rodgers to get another weapon, but no. I do like it. All right. For the Vikings, another rival, let's go with David.
Yeah, I mean, this is their dream scenario. J.J. McCarthy drops to them. They don't have to trade anything. They get to keep all their assets. Give them J.J.
I like it because I don't know if he's going to be as good. So it'll be great, actually. He probably will be.
Don't sleep 100% on Sam Darnold either. This is the best team that he's ever had around him. And he was a former, I think, number three overall pick. He has talent. He just, I mean, he never had a team.
And
hesitantly.
Right. And you talk about a coach that can make a player like Sam Darnold work in his scheme. I mean, I think he could be a kind of a sleeper piece in the NFL this year, especially fantasy football.
Baker last year.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right. Let's go. We're on Broncos. Let's go with Johnny. Because Steelers, Broncos, you know, kind of a rival there a little bit. So who do you think the Broncos should take?
You know what? This is going to be a real life situation where I think they might trade down. They need a quarterback here. They have Stidham, but that's really it at the quarterback position. So maybe they trade down for a Penix, guy like that, Michael Penix. But as it stands right now, if they are picking at 12, I think defense needs some help, specifically cornerback. I think this team right now needs a complimentary piece next to Pat Surtain. So I think they go to the best on the board, and that's Quinyon Mitchell here. I think he had a great senior year and, you know, rolling nice into the 2024 season. And I think he's the best cornerback on the market. So I think I'm going to go with Mitchell here.
I like it. All right, Raiders, Cody.
This feels so much like a real draft, like someone like Romo Odunze sliding down the board when he probably shouldn't be.
Right.
And as much as I want to take him just to take him, I think if he is on the board for the Jets, he could definitely be potential guy to go there instead of Bowers. But I don't think the Raiders are going to take a wide receiver. I think that Antonio Pierce wants to build this team as a tough team up front. You know, it seems like they're going to be fine with having Gardner Minshew be the starting quarterback. Not that there's really a quarterback you would take in this spot anyways. So I think you go offensive tackle here, get a big ugly up front. So another name to mess up on, Talis Fuaga, I believe is his name, out of Oregon State. One sack allowed in the last two seasons. So I think he can slide right onto that offensive line for the Raiders and be a day one starter.
I like it. Sebastian, who should the Saints take?
We're on the Saints, correct?
Yep.
All right, just making sure. Sorry, I'm working off a hotel Wi-Fi here, and you know, sometimes
you're good.
Let's go ahead and have the Saints go with the defensive lineman out of Illinois, Newton. I think that they can serve to get younger at that position for New Orleans. I don't really think they're going to reach for a quarterback here. Has Odunze been picked?
No.
But I already picked Newton.
My bad. All right, we're going with Newton. My bad.
Sorry. Odunze's slide continues.
Poor Odunze.
All right, where were we? We're on the Colts.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you were going to call
it. I was. Go ahead. I was going to say, Johnny, do you want to pick for the Colts?
Yeah, I'll roll with the Colts. I was a big Shaq Leonard fan. I liked the Colts for a while there when Leonard was a rookie second year too. So I'm comfortable with it. Now, you know what? I do think that they have a kind of need at wide receiver, but I don't think they're going to go that route. They got, you know, they have a couple reserve pieces there. They have Alec Pierce behind Pittman, and they also have Josh Downs too. I think Josh Downs kind of gets a redemption year. So I think they're comfortable there. They don't need a you know, wide receiver too much. But I do think that the cornerback is a position that they're going to need. So if it's not Quinyon Mitchell, he already got picked. Give me Terrion. What's his last name?
Arnold.
Terrion Arnold. Yeah, from Alabama. I like him here. Mm-hmm. I think there's other teams that need cornerbacks, but I think the Colts do themselves. So I'm going to go with Terrion Arnold out of Alabama here.
Nice. All right, for Seahawks, let's go to David, since the Steelers got the former Seahawks quarterback, Russell Wilson. Who do you think they should pick?
Broncos quarterbacks. I like how you had him do the Broncos. That works out. Yeah. Firstly, I think the Colts run tripping over their shoelaces if Odunze is still on the board to go receiver. Otherwise, I agree that they don't go receiver at this spot. But if Odunze is there, I think they do. I'm going to go Latu for the Seahawks. He's my favorite defensive player in the entire draft. So, and I'm a Michigan fan. We have a few guys in here, but Latu is just, I mean, not beyond his story, the dude's a freak. So,
yeah, he looked super fluid at the combine. It was crazy watching him do the drills because he does not look like he's running like a big guy. That's for sure. All right. Jaguars are next. And I think we're on Cody.
Can't run to the podium fast enough to get Romo Odunze in. If he slides this far, which I don't see happening for Trevor Lawrence, I mean, this is, boy, you talk about maybe being moving him up very quickly in the fantasy world. I mean, if he gets paired up with Trevor Lawrence, you're going to want to be getting him pretty high, I think. So, yeah, you have to run to the podium and turn this pick in as quick as possible.
I'm going to we'll post the results and tag y'all on social media. I'm already waiting for everybody to freak out
that I know. He did fall. This is going to be intense.
It's always the people who don't like listen and actually hear what happened to make him fall. They're just right. Like, how could he possibly go that far?
Right. I love it, though. I mean, that's why mock drafts, I feel like, are so much fun, especially when you are doing them with other people. So we are to the Bengals. Yeah.
David, didn't you say your wife was a Bengals fan?
Oh, yes, I was going to say I'll take the Bengals so that he could take the Steelers. That works out for me. I don't like picking for my Steelers in these things. And they're going to go and try to protect Joe Burrow. And if they don't, then they're just basically kicking him in the nuts. So they're going to go Troy Fatanu.
Oh, I like it. Yeah, I mean, they definitely need the protection there. He needs to stay upright. That's key to success. So we're on the Rams. Sebastian Odunze has been picked.
Thank you for that. Yeah. No, man, we're going with the Rams. We're going to go with White Lightning. We're going with Cooper DeJean. Give me an absolutely electric all-around guy from Iowa. He's fully healed. I mean, his pro day, he absolutely showed out. I love what this guy brings to the table. I love him. You know, yeah, quarterback's tough in IDP, but if you're in a league where return yards are and obviously a part of the score, then yeah, he's pretty interesting if they stick him back there at returner, because we all know what he can do once he gets the ball in his hand. So yeah, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, and Cooper DeJean, man, that's a solid team right there. That's White Lightning.
I like it. As long as the refs don't think he's calling for a fair catch. If you don't watch a lot of Iowa games, that was not a fair catch. They should have won terrible. That game, but I digress, I guess. But good to hear. I mean, like, good to hear you say he's healthy and everything. He broke his leg, but everything I've read said he's good to go. All right, we're at Steelers next. So, Johnny, who should your Steelers take?
You know what? I think who they should and who they will. Kind of similar to Dave saying about the Bengals protecting Joe Burrow. I think the Steelers really need to protect Russell Wilson and eventually Justin Fields. And I think how they do that is by getting a center. They really need a center here. Yes, they lost Deontay Johnson. They kind of need a wide receiver, but Steelers have a great knack for getting those wide receivers late. And we're already talking about a draft class that we can do that. We can get good wide receivers late. So we're going to forego the skill position here. We're going to go Graham Barton, center from Duke. I like him a lot. I think he's somebody who, you know, when you talk about centers, we have a lot of offensive linemen in this draft, but centers, we can't miss that. Steelers really need a center here. I think it's a great pick. Hopefully he lasts this long. Another possibility would have been J.C. Latham, but he's off the board. So I think it's a shoe in here. Protect your quarterback. Steelers, they need to change up. They run the ball a lot. This is a passing league. I think with signing Russell Wilson, that's the change of the guard, eventually into Justin Fields too. So I think you need to buy that quarterback some time. You go and get a center here.
Man, that trade for Fields still breaks my heart.
I know. It's so weird to think that he's a backup quarterback.
I know.
As a heavy Fields manager in Superflex Dynasty, it also breaks my heart.
Right. Yeah, I think you run the one where it was a startup, and with the seventh or eighth pick, I took Fields first.
Yeah, well, maybe it'll pay off down the road. You never know. Yeah.
I think I have Fields and Baker Mayfield, if I remember correctly. So
Baker's fine, at least.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out. Cody, since we're talking with you, you want to go ahead and draft for the Dolphins?
Yeah, I think the Miami Dolphins need to go interior offensive line here. So Troy Fatanu, And so I've got him taken in my mock draft as well. He fell to him here, so we'll take that. I think interior offensive lineman, one of their bigger needs. They brought back Isaiah Wynn. He's a Patriots fan. No, you can't always rely on him.
The Bengals took him.
Oh, did he? Oh, damn it.
That's like, why I can't find him.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys messed everything up then. Now I don't know what to do. And Barton just went too. Dang it. All right, let me see the board then. What do we got? Let's go Jared Verse here. All right, edge rusher. We'll shore up the pass rush so they can go after Jaden Daniels on my Patriots.
And there you go. All right, we're up to the Eagles. Do you remember who we're at?
When we jump around.
I know we jump around too much. Well, let's just go with David.
Yep.
David, you want to draft for the Eagles?
Yeah, can I see the cornerbacks that are left?
Yeah.
I heard they might want to go Troy Taylor, punter at Ohio.
Yeah, give him Nate Wiggins. I said last year that they weren't going to win the division, that it was going to go to Dallas, and it was going to be because of their defensive backs in particular. And it turned out I nailed that one out of the few that I nailed on the head. That was one of them. So
I like it. All right, let's go to the Vikings. How about Johnny?
Yes, the Vikings, they lost Danielle Hunter, but they brought in Jonathan Grenard. So I don't think it's a huge loss. It's not a gaping hole there for them. So what I'm going to do is actually I'm going to go a defensive back here, Kool-Aid McKinstry. I think that a lot of good cornerbacks, Wiggins would have been my pick here. I do like that. I think that's pretty chalk that he goes to the Eagles. But they need a cornerback there, and I think Kool-Aid McKinstry is the best available, and that's the route that they take. Granted, they already got their quarterback.
I like it. And he's got a cool name, Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
Never met a Kool-Aid before.
I did. All right.
Let's switch to the Cowboys, which if you're fans of the SGPN, you know we're usually anti-Cowboys just because
this Sean is where the punter goes, right, Sebastian?
Yeah, I got something special for them.
All right, okay. Sebastian, who we got?
In true Jerry Jones Cowboys fashion, they're going to take in the first round running back from University of Texas, Mr. Jonathan, not going to be ready for the season, Brooks. I think from an injury standpoint, obviously he's one of the few guys that is actively going to have an injury. He tore his ACL back in November. He's coming. He'll have 10 months by the start of week one. The fact that everyone's just assuming he's going to be straight good to go by the time the season start blows my mind. I still don't understand how he's the first running back on the board. He has really only started 10 games. He had less than 200 yards in each of his first two seasons. I understand he was behind Bijan Robinson. I get it. But you're talking about 10 games that we're going to pick this guy in the first round. And I really hope the Cowboys do it. I really think they might. And just because I hate the Cowboys. But yeah, from a fantasy perspective, like Jonathan Brooks is someone I have serious injury concerns about. So nothing more pleasurable than Jerry Jones picking a running back that won't be ready for the season.
I like it. I think I mocked him to the second round to them. But their team doctor is the one that did his surgery. Yeah. And I agree with you. I think he lands there. Them taking him in the first is even better. I love it.
It's funny.
All right. I think we're on Cody. You want to draft something terrible for the Packers for us?
Yeah, give me that Ohio punter. We'll take him for the Packers. I think the Packers will go offensive tackle here. So is Amarius Mims still on the board there?
Yep.
We'll take him. He is he'll be a solid guy to block. I mean, obviously the Packers offense looks like it has a bright future. Jordan Love at the helm there looked pretty good, and you've got four wide receivers who are all seemed pretty solid in their different appearances last year. So let's give them some time. They brought in Jacobs, of course, the running back. So, man, I hate to say it for you Bears fans, but Packers offense could be pretty stout this year.
I would say if you're a Bears fan, I would like that pick because Mims is another guy who he started one season. This was his first season. He had a high ankle sprain with tightrope surgery. He had a low ankle sprain. He had a hamstring strain all in the same year. So, I mean, you got a guy who is – I get it. He's 6'7 and 340 pounds. He's a monster. But what has he done on the field? Like, I think a lot of these guys from Georgia and Alabama and some of these teams, they get a little bit helped by wearing that on the jersey and just being big dudes. And I get it. When you're in college, you can just be big. But I have pretty big concerns about him, like, being able to withstand a full NFL season. So we'll see. Yeah. He's a big dude, but I don't know, man. That worries me if I'm a team drafting him.
You're welcome.
And look at the doc coming in with all these injuries.
I know. I love
injury stats.
This is why you got to follow the D-Gen doc. He's got all this injury news. We have a good friend, Josh, that is a big-time Georgia Bulldogs fan, and he said that Mims has some attitude issues as well. So could be a red flag. We're on the Buccaneers. I don't remember who's picking, so we're just throwing it out. Who do you think? Were you keeping track? You had one job. I'm just kidding.
You never know. You don't get to do that to me.
Let's go with Johnny.
Okay, Johnny.
So I think the Bucs here are going to go with an edge rusher, and I think they're going to take Chop Robinson out of Penn State. And this is a spot, if they do take him, whatever defensive end, if they go that route, I think this is a fruitful landing spot for IDP. This is somebody who can get it going right off the bat. They have snaps available for him, and I think the Buccaneers are pretty set on offense. So I think I expect this to either be a line pick or a, you know, edge pick. So I'm going to go Chop Robinson here. I think they bolster up, and this is one I'm buying for IDP.
I like it. All right, we got the Cardinals next with the trade with the Texans. David, you want to take the Cardinals?
This is one of the teams I haven't really looked at yet, so they handled wide receiver, obviously, that and with their first pick. So let's go and get them some protection and go Jackson Powers Johnson, which is who I was going to give to the Bucks if I had done the Bucks. I think he's fallen a little bit. And I know he was a little his pro day. I heard bad things that he was a little slow, that he didn't look fluid through his repetitions and stuff, but I like him. I'd take him on the Steelers if he was available as well.
I like it. Cody, you want to take the Bills?
Yeah. What do we have on the board for wide receiver? I think that's the obvious position here.
I agree.
With Diggs going out of town. I think you give him a Donnie Mitchell out of Texas there. They basically have to go wide receiver here with Diggs going out of town and needing a new weapon for Josh Allen. So just take the best available of the wide receivers.
No, I like it.
And hopefully they pick wrong.
Yeah. Sebastian, how about the Lions?
Yeah, can you show cornerbacks? Who's available for cornerback?
Sure can.
All right. We'll keep it in state. Yeah, we'll go Sanistrill for Michigan. I just think that looking at the Lions last year, what were they missing? I mean, it was defensive back. It was cornerback, right? They almost lost to the Rams because they couldn't stop anything through the air. Baker Mayfield lit up like 400 yards on them. Like that was the one thing that, you know, last year I was glaringly obvious that they needed. So I think they're going to try to bolster that secondary any way they can. So give me Sanistrill. He's also another guy, when he gets the ball in his hand, watch out. He is electric. Give me Sanistrill.
I like it. Ravens, Johnny.
Yeah, definitely the Ravens need a wide receiver here. Brian Thomas Jr. is still on the board. I love him. I think this is a steal this late. Definitely could play out like this. You know, not saying he should be top 10, anything like that. I think the Saints could possibly be a team who needs him a little bit earlier. They only have Olave there. Then they got A.T. Perry. So they're definitely needing the wide receiver too. Maybe they save that for later. But I think Brian Thomas here is a great pick to go complimentary here, you know, with the wide receivers, the young wide receiver they have there in Baltimore. And I think they have, you know, not some major other needs. Maybe could use a cornerback too. But I think with Flowers, you know, complimentary piece here with with Thomas Jr., things are going to be looking great for the Ravens on offense. So that's who I'm going with.
I like it. David, you want to take the Niners?
Yeah, I'm going to break all of the Chiefs fans' hearts and go Xavier Worthy. There's all the rumors of, wow, his name just slipped out of my head.
Tyreek Hill?
Ayuk. He's my favorite fantasy receiver, and it just slipped out of my head. I would love if they trade him to the Steelers. It would make me giddy. So, obviously, they're going to look for a replacement. The Chiefs just beat him in the Super Bowl. Let's take the guy that we all know they wanted.
I like it. Cody, you want to close us out with those Chiefs that are looking to make their three-peat?
Yeah, Chiefs, I think you go Keon Coleman here. Again, this is you know, one of those, what toy do you get for the kid that already has everything? But you know, with the Rashee Rice questions now, with the legal situation, I think that wide receiver needs to be addressed. Obviously, they bring in Hollywood Brown. You've got Travis Kelce coming back. And even if Rice ends up playing and everything, no big deal. But, you know, somebody had mentioned, I don't remember which one had mentioned earlier about Coleman and his landing spot being, you know, one of the ones to watch. And if he goes here, definitely could be a really good weapon for Patrick Mahomes and have some fantasy relevance.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't want to keep you guys too long. So we'll kind of go through some of these questions. We might not get to them all. Thank you for doing the mock draft. That was fun. It's always fun to see where people land. And speaking of landing spots, I know that that's kind of crucial to some answers about fantasy football. And as fantasy analysts, though, we always want to say, like, hey, we found that sleeper. We called that sleeper out, because that's more fun to be like, hey, I called this guy a sleeper when nobody else was saying he's going to be good. He's good. That's more fun than if you say, oh, this guy's going to be good. And 100 other people in the room go, yeah, we know. And he ends up being good. So having said that, I know we don't know landing spots, but who's your biggest sleeper rookie for fantasy football in this draft? Cody, we'll start with you.
Yeah, I like Troy Franklin, wide receiver out of Oregon. Again, landing spot's going to matter a lot here, but he's a speedy guy. There's some questions, obviously. You know, that Oregon offense and scheme gets people pretty open, and it's a high-powered offense. But he was an 87.1 PFF grade wide receiver. And man, he just tore it up. 23 rushing touchdowns, 2,274 yards, and 16 yards per reception as well. So size, the biggest concern, 6'2", 176. But he's speedy. You know, we've seen some smaller wide receivers, Devonta Smith, the Texans guy, I can't think of his name now, Tank Dell, come in and be smaller guys and be fine. I think the league is transitioning that way a little bit. Obviously, they're protecting the players more too. So, yeah, I think he's one that could be a sneaky guy, again, depending where his landing spot is and where he goes.
I like it. How about you, David?
Yeah, for me, it's going to be a homer pick. I'm going to go Roman Wilson. I know we didn't get to see a lot of what he could do, but he was brought into Michigan to be a great wide receiver. He's very talented, very athletic, and he never got to be because Harbaugh took over and, well, he runs the ball. but we saw him at the Senior Bowl, and he was the best-looking wide receiver out there. Those are tilted towards the wide receivers over the cornerbacks there and the one-on-ones, but he was the best-looking receiver there, and you can get him. I mean, I've seen him all the way down at wide receiver 20 for some people, nowhere higher than wide receiver 10. So for me, it's the definition of a sleeper.
I like it. Sebastian?
I love it. I'm going with the homer pick as well. I'm going to go with Slick Rick, Ricky Pearsall out of the University of Florida. I think this guy is, you know, for people who weren't really watching the Gators, or, you know, obviously past couple of years haven't been super, super great television. But his consistency really is a big thing for me. And what I mean by that is he hasn't missed a game in 3+ years. I think that's pretty huge. You really don't see that a lot. He's a great route runner. He's sneaky athletic. I feel like they say that about all the white wide receivers. They're sneaky athletic. I think he's just an athletic dude. If you watch that catch against Charlotte where he just recreated the Jumpman logo and caught it one-handed, I mean, he's great. Not only that, he's a great locker room presence. He was a transfer from Arizona State, came in 2 years ago, was an absolute leader for that Gators locker room, led the offense for the past two seasons. So I just really like everything about him. You know, he's someone where if, say, the Chiefs don't get, you know, I forgot who we had him taken, but, you know, if he's someone who falls, like, down there in the second round, you know, I think there's wide receiver 10, according to, like, ESPN, but I really see him as, like, wide receiver 5. I don't see many more wide receivers out, so those top three that are really, truly better than him. So I think he's going to fall and he should get a really good price. So give me Ricky Pearsall.
I like it. Nobody has ever called me sneaky athletic, as it turns out. how about you, Johnny?
So I'll go on the IDP, the defensive side of the ball here. One guy I'm excited to see, you know, quirky guy, big personality, high motor on the field. And that's Braden Fisk. Another Florida State guy. I mentioned Keon Coleman, his teammate before, but I'm going to stay in Florida here and I'm going to go, with Fisk. I think that, you know, when we talk about defensive tackles, whether it be in the draft right now as far as rookies or looking at IDP, it's a volatile position. You know, a lot of these guys that get drafted high don't pan out. But this is a guy who I don't think is going to go in the first round. Unanimously, probably won't go in the first round. But I do expect Braden Fisk, something about him. Like I said, the high motor, the personality. There's a lot of teams out there who need defensive tackles. Maybe if a team like the Rams, we didn't, I don't think we had them see a defensive tackle in round one. Maybe if they can wait later and get him in the second or third round, I think he could be a really sneaky sleeper pick for not only the Rams, but an IDP. I think this is a guy who, there's a lot of names in this draft, a lot of skill positions, highly touted prospects. Braden Fisk, maybe if it's a different year, he gets talked about a little bit more. But I think as the season comes to fruition, I think we're going to be talking about Braden Fisk more. So I'm going to put a little bit of stake in his pocket, and that's my pick.
Nice. I like it.
Right. So this isn't a terrible running back class, but it does feel kind of like a dud when you come off of a class that has guys like Bijan Robinson, Jahmyr Gibbs, Spears. So aside from whoever Dallas drafts, that likely becomes a starter unless they go with Brock
and re-sign Z
or that. But what do you guys, who do you guys think has the biggest potential to be a fantasy football asset?
Should we back it up? Start with Johnny this
time. Yeah, all right, let's do that,
Johnny.
So I'll go with I'm gonna go with the sleeper pick here, Dylan Lobby. A lot of people talk about this guy. He's a little white guy, somebody who can catch the ball well. I think this is depends on landing spot. If he goes to a team like the Patriots, they could maybe use him a little bit there. They have good passing back prowess. There's teams out there that can use a good running back. I think this is not a guy who's with the Bensons, the Brooks, not a guy up in the rankings, but. This is definitely a name later in the draft, small school that I've read a lot about. And so I think Lobby, when we talk about landing spot, right time, right place, he's somebody that could easily be a household name here very shortly, I think. So maybe it wasn't the only guy thinking of Dylan Lobby, but that was my sleeper pick there.
I like it. Sebastian?
Yeah, no, I think that's great. We've been talking about a lot of Florida State semen holes on this show. He's not going to be my pick. I do have to mention Benson. I think he's a good player. He's consistent, yada, yada, yada. All right, that's enough about Florida State. I'm going with the Kentucky running back, Ray Davis. This is a guy who has been very consistent, back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons, and he did the first one at Vanderbilt. If you're putting up any kind of stats at the University of Vanderbilt in the SEC, like, you deserve something, man. This guy, he's been really consistent. He's absolutely torched my Gators two seasons in a row. And he's lent for like 400 yards in two games. It's been disgusting. So I have him very much ingrained in my mind. But he's also a touchdown machine, 14 on the ground and 7 through the air last year. 21 touchdowns is not an easy thing to do in the SEC. So give me Ray Davis. I think depending on where he lands, I think he could have a spot, whether he starts RB2, running backs get injured. They're very expendable. So give me Ray Davis.
Nice. So David, I think both of your answers were taken.
Yeah. I've decided this is just like a fantasy draft and I shouldn't think beforehand because people will snipe me. Laube is my favorite pass catching back in the draft. And I was going to say, Blake Corum and Ray Davis are to me kind of the same, except for Blake Corum's going to go a little bit higher. Ray Davis is a complete dog. He's awesome. So I'm just going to go, since everybody else took all my stuff, I'm going to go with Braylon Allen out of Wisconsin.
Oh, dude.
Don't know too much about him, but Wisconsin produces great running backs. So,
yeah.
Hey, look, and I sniped somebody too.
I wore my snipers like it. A fantasy draft. Cody?
Well, yeah, that was my pick, so that's out the window. I will go back and touch on Trey Benson, though. I do really like Benson. I know that Doc didn't want to say too many nice things about him, but speed, pass-catching ability, he's an explosive guy. I think he will be solid, and in his, again, landing spot will mean a lot for these running backs. Whatever running back gets Dallas, goes to Dallas, is going to immediately launch their stock up, but yeah, I think Benson's definitely got to watch. And Braylon Allen was the guy I was going to mention because I think that he's definitely got to watch as well.
Nice. We're just going to ask one last question so we can get you guys out of here. And our dog is trying to tear the door down. We normally don't lock her out, but we're watching the in-laws' dog. So we thought, well, we'll keep them both out there. And she is having a cow, apparently.
Apparently it was the wrong decision.
I guess it was. So, yeah, just for fantasy football purposes, what team do you want to see Brock Bowers land on the most to kind of reach his ceiling? Cody, we'll start with you.
I don't know. I've given this one some thought, and I'm kind of torn. I mean, you probably want to say the Jets, right? Because Aaron Rodgers and getting him a toy, but he's not used the tight end overly in his time. Yeah. In my first mock draft I did, I had him fall into the Indianapolis Colts. I like that landing spot, so I'm going to go with that. I think Richardson's going to be, obviously, we'll see what Doc's thoughts are on Richardson maybe, but I think he's going to be a great quarterback coming back this year with his rushing ability. You got Pittman back. You throw Bowers out there as well. I think that that could be explosive. So I'd like to see him fall to the Colts at, I think, 15 is where they're at.
Yep. David?
Yeah, I think the Jets are the earliest I've mocked him. I mean, early on when before the Chargers blew up their wide receiver room, I had him going there as well. But that was even before they had Harbaugh, and I knew they were going to run the ball. So I think the Jets is probably my favorite landing spot for him. Not for fantasy purposes per se, because I feel like, you know, they got some banged up offensive tackles to protect their banged up quarterback there in win now mode. And that at that point, he's going to be the best value on the board, just the best overall player to choose there. Yeah. So I'd say the Jets probably.
Sebastian.
Yeah. I'm going to follow it up. Absolutely. The Jets. Yeah. I mean, you know, the point was, you know, Aaron Rodgers doesn't use tight ends a ton, but, you know, he hasn't really had a great one, right? I mean, True. You talk Bobby Tonyan, I've just looked it up. I mean, when he was healthy in that 2020 season, 11 touchdowns. Bobby Tonyan only has 6 other touchdowns in his other 5 seasons in the NFL. So he turned, you know, Bobby Tonyan into somebody who is a clear fantasy target with the red zone potential as itself. I mean, as much as I, you know, Rodgers is cool, whatever. But I think that that Jets team on paper, I'm telling you, I don't think they're going to survive like until the midway point of the season. But on paper, you know, you got Wilson, Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, and then Breece Hall. And then if you add Brock Bowers to that, that's tough. That is really tough. So I really do think the New York Football Jets, at least for the first 3 weeks, it's going to be an exciting team.
Johnny?
Yeah, I definitely expect Brock Bowers to go within the top 10 picks. If he doesn't, I think it's a disservice. He's a huge talent. I mean, this is a time where we saw that rookie tight ends can have some weight, you know, right off the bat. Look at the last year. This is an unprecedented time in the NFL and fantasy football. So I think that the value of the tight end is strong. I don't see him getting out of that top 10, but if he does, I think a team that could use him is a team like New Orleans. New Orleans, I talked about before, they need a wide receiver. I think that, you know, they don't really have to immediately go that route because, like I said before, how deep it is at wide receiver. But maybe the tight end position, hey, it kind of is like a wide receiver, right? So they have older tight ends there. The Taysom Hill, man, throw that out. Like, when I play fantasy football, I'm never the one to pick up Taysom Hill. Fool's gold to me. You know, I hopefully the coaching mentality can change, because if they can, then I think this is a great complementary piece to that offense. They have Olave, not really much veteran, you know, or skill position behind him, you know, any really carries any weight. So I think if they don't go wide receiver in the first round and Brock Bowers is available, I'd love to see him go here with a veteran quarterback, and hopefully they throw everything out, Juwan Johnson, and they can just focus on, you know, getting a young tight end, you know, hopefully for 5 or 10 years. So I think that'd be a really exciting space to see Brock Bowers land.
Nice. I like it. Yeah. And we talked about how the Bears have been a potential landing spot. Do not like that for fantasy purposes, because they have a lot of mouths to feed if that's the case. I like it as a Bears fan, obviously. I think my favorite spot that I've seen him mocked, and this is, he's fallen a little bit, but to the Bengals. I think if you put him in there with Chase and Higgins, and then you got Brock Bowers, you got to worry about as well. That'd be a lot of fun to watch and be intriguing for fantasy football purposes. We'll get y'all out of here. Miranda, did you have anything else you wanted to ask before? Are you good?
I'm good.
Good to go. Yeah. Let's go around the room once more. Tell everybody where they can find you, kind of what you're up to and your content. Plug whatever you'd like to plug. And also thank you guys all for being here. It's been a lot of fun. Hope you come back. Whether it's talk fantasy football, drink some whiskey with us, either way. We'll start with Cody.
Yes, you can find me over NASCAR Gambling Podcast, F1 Gambling Podcast here on the SGPN Network. Always writing stuff for the website, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Mock draft out, got a NASCAR article out, women's college basketball championship. I was writing about that. whatever else they want me to write about, I'll be writing about it. Arena Football League as well, writing for them. So check that stuff out. You can find all that over on Twitter at Husker_Zeeb. And yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Love the show as always.
Well, thank you for being here with us.
Yeah. David?
Yeah, firstly, the Brock Bowers to the Bengals, that would solve their revolving door of they make tight ends look viable, and then they go to other teams and they're terrible. They can have one solid guy. That would be great for Dina's Bengals. Not so much for my Steelers. Keep them out of my division. Yeah, you can find me on Facebook under Genesis Card Breaks. We do card breaks, memorabilia breaks, etc. Right now, mostly NFL because we don't have a big enough audience for other sports. But I'm willing to branch out when we get more people. And you can find all of our fantasy content at Toilets to Titles on X, YouTube, wherever you look up Toilets to Titles. That's us.
Like it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And congrats again on the babies. Hope everybody's doing well.
Thank you.
Sebastian, the captain, the new captain. That was recent,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It was this month as of 1 April.
Congrats.
That's exciting.
Yeah, good, definitely good stuff. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you all for having me. Thank you, all you guys. You know, it was a great time. It was tons of fun being able to mock this stuff up. Yeah, easiest place is on X at the DGen Doc, over on IDP Plus. Really, I'm doing a lot of betting stuff, right? So, you know, after this, I'm actually going to record for UFL. I'm going to record a draft props one. I'm going through NFL injuries, division by division, all the major injuries. So, you know, guys like Anthony Richardson, Joe Burrow, Deshaun Watson, all those types. So I've gotten through three of the divisions. I'll be getting the AFC will be done as of Sunday. So definitely check over there. And then potentially, hopefully, a new podcast over on Sports Gambling Podcast talking about, you know, the DGen Docs and getting more into the injury side of things from both the betting and fantasy aspect. So definitely getting into some things. And looks like I'm going to be going to my first UFL game here on Saturday to support the San Antonio Brahmas. Actually, I think I might get to be in the press box for that one. So look out for that.
Oh,
so
the status has changed.
Well, that was for the Birmingham game.
Oh, that
game.
Was
they
the
wouldn't
different
let you
one?
In, right?
Oh.
Well, so this is somewhat breaking that. Yeah, it's a complicated situation, but I think I might be able to make my way into the press box.
Love it. Well, thanks for being here. And Johnny, Gary told me, he's like, I got a guy for you. He knows a lot of fantasy football. He's good with offense and defense, and we were happy to have you. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you and what you're up to?
Well, I appreciate the kind words, first and foremost. This is my first time on. Hopefully it's not my last. Hopefully I made a nice impression here for everybody and the viewers for and sure. Listeners. If you haven't followed me already, I'm at Johnny Freakin' F1 on X. Give me a follow. I'll show you some love back. Follow me. I mean, I do a lot of retweeting right now of all the great IDP Plus team, recent podcasts, recent articles. Me, myself, I started out doing waiver wire pickups in season last year. Probably will go back to doing that. But if you know me, I write how I talk, and I talk a lot. So when I write articles, they're like 5 pages and nobody wants to read that. So I've been doing a lot of podcasting. I do a show weekly, IDP Plus Trends, for the IDP Plus team. That drops every Friday. We talk about recent news, whether it be free agency, now talking rookies going into the draft. We're doing a live show on IDP Plus Network for the draft. So if you're watching this and you need somewhere to, you know, get immediate analysis on these picks, check out IDP Plus. Subscribe if you haven't already, and you know, and get acquainted, because we're doing great things. This episode was great. All these mock drafts, so many different takes and so many different good points being brought up. So that's how I learn off everybody else. Just like every other analyst, you know, you compile information, you make your own opinion. So one other thing too, if you're not in an IDP league, feel free to do that. It's a great experience. Like I said, I've never met somebody who played in the league and didn't like it. So test new waters, you know, it's a different way to get a leg up on your opponent. So yeah, follow me for a lot of IDP content. I also do offense as well, especially when the season comes up. But if you're not following on the trends, you can also find me on IDP Plus Rankings. I do a lot of dynasty rankings on the weekends. I'm taking a look at making my own rankings and taking a look at other people's rankings and giving my opinion. So you know, like I said, I just signed on the IDP Plus team in November. I was just a fantasy player not too long ago, and now I get a shot to advise people. So that's really cool. And I'm a humble guy. So give me a follow, and I'll have some good information, whether it be my own or from the other, you know, others on my team. So thank you for having me, and hopefully to be back next time.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you all. We appreciate y'all. This has been fun. Everybody's welcome back except Cody. No, I'm just kidding, Cody. yeah, good luck to your guys' teams in the draft. That's a week away. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to see what the Bears do. It's always a little nerve-wracking. Maybe it's more nerve-wracking as a Bears fan because we've blown it so many times. Mm-hmm. But I know I've got the nerves, that's for sure. Miranda, how's your old-fashioned doing over there?
It's almost gone.
Going once, going twice.
Sold.